Many people are unable to comprehend that the outside world consists of a totality of perceptions. The reason for this error is a philosophy that has survived since ancient times, materialism. Materialists regard matter as the absolute truth and refuse to believe in anything outside it. Materialists regard the human mind as a derivative of matter and totally deny the existence of God. Some others believe in a plane of existence outside matter, yet they still regard matter as an absolute entity. These are semi-materialists. This error lies beneath such widespread concepts as metaphysics and the supernatural. All these descriptions based on matter are mistaken, because we can never experience the true original of matter. Everything we refer to as matter, we see as perception. Everything we refer to as matter, we see as perceptions taking place in our minds. The famous 18th century British philosopher and bishop George Berkeley sets this out as follows. We believe in the existence of objects just because we see and touch them, and they are reflected to us by our perceptions. However, our perceptions are only ideas in our mind. Since all these exist only in the mind, then it means that we are beguiled by deceptions when we imagine the universe and things to have an existence outside the mind. Materialists, who deny this fact and regard matter as an absolute entity, must also regard themselves as the little man at the top of the tower. The way that people who think along these lines are unable to comprehend the true nature of the world is revealed in these terms in the Quran. They know an outward aspect of the life of this world, but are heedless of the hereafter. In this verse, the word outward is a translation of the Arabic zahir. The concept of zahir refers to external appearance. In contrast, there is also the concept of batin, meaning the essence of things which is not externally visible, or their internal aspect. Unbelievers know only the external appearance of the world, which is why they cannot grasp the existence of God and his dominion over all that exists. On the other hand, anyone who understands that it is not possible to experience the original of matter is saved from all these errors and understands the batin, or internal aspect of the life of this world.